The audience participation section of Plastic Fantastic got more action than any other over the last 5 years. Spalding House staff has had quite a time of it keeping the plastic debris in stock. I caught Spalding House director and curator for the show, Aaron Padilla, a little winded after he had taken loads of plastic to a recycler. Dealing with all this stuff has been an experience. Spalding House director and curator for Plastic Fantastic, Aaron Padilla, didn't know what he was getting into at first.
This project ruined my life, you know, and I was just really frustrated.
Padilla was ranting to Kim Johnson of Kokua Hawaii Foundation, who proposed the original idea, a show about plastic debris to coincide with the World Conservation Congress.
And she started laughing, and I was laughing too, but also, like, really, like, seriously, it's prior to this, I didn't know. It was like, okay, yeah, I get it, plastic, whatever. Doing this exhibition for me, it was like, wow, this isn't okay.
Padilla says with plastics, suddenly everything became easier, quicker, and cheaper to make with this petroleum concoction.
You come up with plastic as a design flaw a lot when you do.
Plastic as a design flaw?
Yeah, the fact that the thing that we have that is so everlasting is like the thing that we use once and we throw away. That is the design flaw.
Understanding that really takes the joy out of plastic water bottles. Is there any good news?
I guess. There is good news.
That's Natalie McKinney, executive director of the Kokua Hawaii Foundation.
We're really seeing students, youth, becoming these activists, these change makers within our community. They're coming up with creative solutions and are really looking to push the needle.
McKinney points to Maui students and their hashtag Spork It Up campaign against disposable flatware.
We are with the bring your own. So bring your own utensils. Straws are the big thing right now. And then we're also seeing a lot of momentum around establishments and businesses and their reduction of single-use plastics.
And you can now look for the ocean-friendly decal at over 100 restaurants around the state. That signifies their swing to reusables and compostables.
It's these little things that we can do in our personal lives and our daily lives to make a difference. And then, you know, for those of you who are really super vigilant and want to get engaged, legislation is where it's at.
McKinney says several groups will be pressing for a styrofoam ban at the legislature next year.
If the world is producing 50 billion tons of this a year, I'm sitting on an endless supply of material that I can turn into something else that's useful. Whoever cracks that, they got it made.
Meanwhile, some artists are using plastic to produce thoughtful, even beautiful artworks. Check Aurora Robeson's work at Spalding House. It's Gil Hooley in plastic. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.